Hello, Pinkies. This is the Fade Driver. Once again, you're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We are back. From where? From whence? I know not. Let's just get out of the garage. As Scotty Ozzie Battler would say. And close the door. So, let's see now. What's happening today? Well, today we're going on a long adventure through the Pacific Northwest. It was raining about 10 minutes ago, and now it has stopped. So, that's a positive change for the... You know, people, I live on a street where there's a school, and the parents come flying up and down my street, and so I almost smashed into them because they were coming flying up my street. Even though this street is a 30... Oh, there's Max in the window watching me drive away. Isn't that sad? Even though it's a 30-kilometer-an-hour zone, and it's parents whose children are feasibly walking down this street... But no, let's just go flying up the street as quickly as we can. Motherfuckers. Alright, so... Why did I go this way? I have to battle all the mothers and kids. Mothers, minivans, kids. Oh, this was a big mistake. Alright, let's get out here. Time to be assertive. Okay, we made it. So I went to the doctor so that I could be reminded that I'm going to die. I think that's the primary purpose of doctors, is to remind you how close you are to death and how everything you're doing is leading to your ultimate demise. So I went and had a bunch of tests done, you know, the old cholesterol and blood sugar and all the rest of that stuff. This, you know, these doctors... all right, so I go for these tests... That's fine. It was a very pleasant experience getting stuck with the needle and the drawing of the blood. And I got to hand it to these, you know, these lab technician people. My heart goes out to them because they just, it's a never-ending onslaught. People just pile in the door, take a number, wait your turn, and then who knows what they could be doing. You could be peeing in a cup. You could be getting blood tests, vein punctures, and all that. And I kind of feel sorry for those lab technician people who work in those lab stores, because it just never ends. It's one after the other. EKGs. So, my nurse was totally awesome. We had a lovely chat. They were very personable. They have their standard spiel. I'm driving out in rush hour traffic right now, and I'm telling you, it is slightly scary. I guess I should turn my lights on. There you go. Don't be a part of the problem, Faye. Be a part of the solution. So anyway, that was lovely and pleasant. Then I had to deal with my horrible doctor's office, my new doctor's office. I'm telling you, the front end staff it's like dealing with the devil. They're so miserable. They're awful. And then you have to sit, and this is like a clinic. It's a walk-in clinic as well as being a real doctor's office. And So you have to sit in between all the sick people who are just walked in off the street. Oh, I think my head's going to pop off because it's oozing goo and pus. And so you got to sit beside these people. One guy was in his chair moaning and groaning and, it's just icky. Anyway, so I get into my doctor. Now, the doctor is, I really kind of like this doctor. He's super skinny little dude. He looks to be about 30 or 35 years old. A little tiny little thing. Little tiny little man. Like you could break him like a toothpick, you know. One of those little skinny little no arms kind of a people. Anyway, he's delightful. Wonderful, wonderful guy. But my concern is that the medical profession is now being overtaken by artificial intelligence software. Because here's what happened to me. So they get all these tests that I done, and you know, I guess they plug them into their computer, and now you remember remember Star Trek, the original series, and Dr. Bones's medical clinic on the ship. They were always these kind of really cool looking beds that sort of floated. They didn't really float, but they didn't have any legs on them. They just kind of hung out the wall. I was really always impressed by those beds. But anyway, above the head of the bed is the control panel, the display panel. And of course, they on all these dials that move up and down, and there's beeps, and you know, if the patient was doing well, the dials would be up high on the scale, and like there was nothing really legible on these display panels. There's like an orange dot and a green triangle, and oh my goodness, Jim, the green triangle is getting worse. Like, who knows how to interpret his green triangle is, oh, he's dead. The green triangle fell to the bottom of the scale. Well, that was kind of what my, I felt like this was my situation. Let me close my sunroof. So the guy says to me, oh, you know, you're pretty healthy. You're a 48-year-old male. My weight is good. Actually, they did not weigh me. So I don't know how they knew what my weight was good. In any case, he says, all right, we have this graph here. He brings up this graph with a bunch of sliding scale dials on it. And he says, well, I see here your blood sugar level is a little bit high. You know, if you, in 10 years, if you don't change yourself, your you know, dial number 7 changes, and that's going to indicate you're going to die sooner. So he was moving these things over here. If you could just reduce your sugar intake a little bit, you might live a little longer. And I said, what? I'm going, are you... So I'm just a sliding scale on a graph? Like, I thought I'm pretty healthy. My only problem is that I have a high blood fasting sugar... Sugar, what is it? Fasting blood sugar level. FBLS? FBS? My FBS is high, which is a bit of a concern. And so he slid up the FBS dial a little higher. If you don't stop eating sugar, you might only live to be 84. And I'm going, well, that's good, because my, you know, my financial plan targets the end of my life is 84. After that, I will have no money. So I'm thinking, well, this is pretty good. I'm going to buy some cake. So, why can't the guy say, geez, you're doing really good, Faye driver. You're pretty healthy, and, you know, I'm not overweight. I'm mostly active, somewhat active. So, I was disappointed by this visit to the doctor, because I thought I was doing good. Anyway, so there was that. That was my experience. So I'm going to die at my at my predetermined, planned for, coordinated date. So I'm right on track with my date of death. So I'm kind of pleased about that. I guess I'm going to have to try to reduce my sugar intake. And absolutely no smoking. Boy, if you're a smoker, you're doomed. So I got to cut out on the borrowed cigarettes, I guess. So I guess I need to bring you up on all of the excitement that's been going on with my dad. My dad's been giving me a little bit of a respite for the last couple of months, which is quite nice. But things have changed in a rather large way. So today, well, let me see. How to get through this? Quick refresher on my father. He actually got married to a woman that he met in his seniors housing complex. So we all thought that was a little bit odd. And then, having been married for 2 months, they decided that they didn't want to be married, that it was a big mistake, and that they want a divorce. Womp wah! So my father is no longer married after 2 months of being with this woman. They actually managed to get it annulled, which is not an easy thing to do. It's rather complicated. There's certain criteria. Anyway, we don't care about that. So my crazy father is no longer with wife. He is now once again a free man, free to go about his business willy-nilly, which is the way he likes it best. So now that he feels quite embarrassed and ashamed, I suspect, which is why he's decided to uproot himself and move away from his seniors housing situation, which is where this girl lives, of course. And of course, everybody in the complex came to the wedding and then brought gifts and everything and found out, oh, it's a farce. They really don't like each other. And it was a complete waste of time, which we all knew, but whatever. So there's that. So now brothers and I are all scrambling to figure out what we're going to do with Dad, because he's given his notice. I'm leaving at the end of February, but he has nowhere to move to. So so we've known for some time that Father was going to be going to need to have much more supervision. So it has now come to that, and we're basically now in the process of reorganizing my father's life. To accommodate being able to keep a little better, closer eye on him, i.e. not giving him any control over anything. So this is the big project that we're working on. This is the thing that's been keeping me away from doing my episodes for you. So there's that. Fun thing, though, that's going to happen is sometime soon, in at the end of this month of February, probably when I'm going to be moving my dad. I'm taking this big old lug of a car, this spy car, BMW 7 Series, extended version, 4,500 pounds of it, to a skid pad. And we're going to do skid practice. We're going to do, loosey-goosey tail, fishtailing, learning skid control. with the BMW Owners Club Driver Education Group. I'm also going to a workshop as well on wheel alignments and tire wear in and run out and all that. So that's coming up too. So at least two fun things coming. I'm actually getting much more involved in car clubs and things. So that's what's looking up for me. Despite being slightly disconcerted, I guess, with my father and his activities and the recent, all the effort and shamas that we're dealing with. So that's that. So some kind of exciting news. You all have met the quack doctor on this show. He's been on a couple of times. I'm actually quite happy to announce that he's been bitten by the podcasting bug. And he has started producing his own show. Well, there you go. You know, you got to do it. All you listeners, you know, one day you're going to be podcasters. So the Quack Doctor has decided to take this venture on. He's going to be putting out shows known as Fireside with Dr. Q. So to help him get launched, I'm going to be putting his shows into this podcast stream, the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast stream, so that you can get a taste for what he's all about. And if you like it, you can perhaps download his shows. More information to follow on that. So, the next episode that you see could very well be Fireside with Dr. Q. So, that's what that's all about if you see an unusually named and unrecognizable voice on this stream. So I think we're going to end it there with that. I am the Fey Driver. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. Oh, these guys. I'm driving on the freeway right now, if you can't tell. And big trucks. Trucker Alex, you're just getting in the way. Trucker Alex, you're getting in the way. Anyway. All right, that's it for me. I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Bye-bye.